Because of the Ramones' near-fatal reaction to being tranquilized the last time, Teckley had switched to force hypnosis and a gentler benzodiclass drug to put him into a state of anxiety-free obedience. So far, it seemed to be working. He had lumbered all the way down from the asylum block without complaining about his chains. Still, no one seemed to be taking any chances with the powerful Ramoan. The group was flanked on one side by Jaden Kor, and on the other by a dark-haired Jedi Knight who was as strong of spirit as he was in the Force. A cheerful young man by the name of Avinoam Arellis. Both were pulling hover dollies bearing potted Olbio trees and Isla Mari. The last thing anyone wanted was Basil using the Force to counteract his drugs. Leia caught Teckley's eye, then called, "If you have everything under control, Han and I need to check on something outside." The little Chadra fan nodded and waved them on, calling,
"Feel free. Barv is doing very well."
"So far," Han muttered under his breath. "I still don't see why we couldn't have put him in stasis in his cell like the others."
"Two words." Leia took his hand and started for a small hatch in the wall next to the vehicle exit. "The door."
"We could have knocked out a wall," Han said. "I'm pretty good with a cutting torch."
Leia smiled. "Coward."
"It's called experience, dear," Han said.
They reached the door and he palmed the slap pad next to it.
"You can only punch a Rancor's nose so many times before you realize there's gotta be a better way."
The door slid open, and Han waved Leia out onto a Durasteel pedestrian balcony. This far down, the air was damp and foul. A constant stream of cargo vehicles was floating past in the transit lanes, located both a few meters above and a few meters below the portal level where they were standing. Across from their balcony, the silver beam streak sat gleaming in the artificial light of the Krabbis Inn's rooftop lot. Both were parked so they had an unobstructed path straight out of the gate. Leia moved to the edge of the balcony, where a cramped set of stairs climbed into the aphotic murk of the gargantuan superstructure that supported Fellowship Plaza's sunny expanse. After a few steps, she finally felt her connection with the Force return. Han followed her, peering over the railing, his eyes tracing the staircase's zigzagging descent into the abyssal depths of Coruscant's undercity.
"Okay, I give up," he said. "Why are we out here taking in the Hutt Belt chair? We've got a schedule to keep."
"Bear with me. This won't take long." Leia opened herself to the Force and immediately felt the cold prickle of someone watching her. "You were right about those beam streaks. Someone's using the Krabbis as an observation post."
"And that's a problem. Why?"
Han turned his back to the hostel to prevent any possibility of eavesdropping by the way of lip reading or parabolic microphone.
"All they're gonna see is a float van leaving a loading dock."
Leia turned to face Han's side, putting her shoulder between her own mouth and any eavesdroppers in the Krabbis. "Unless they've got one of those Psi-Core wall scopes Senator Trebek told the Masters about."
"How will they get one of those?"
Han demanded.
"Even Fleet Command hasn't seen one yet."
Leia stepped back so she could see Han's face, then looked him in the eye and waited. After a moment, he shook his head.
"No way," he said. "That's real off-the-budget stuff. Her own Justice Center would charge her with treason if she put it in the hands of a bunch of Mandos, or even a GAS squad. No way Dalla is gonna risk that."
"You don't think so?" Leia asked. "Then why would a reconnaissance team set up across from a mirror field? It doesn't make sense, unless they have a way to see through it. They could even see through the van walls when it pulls out." Han let out a disgusted groan.
"Ugh. Sometimes I hate it when you start getting logical."
He snuck a peek across the sky lane at the beam streaks, then turned back toward the wall and shook his head in resignation.
"But we've gotta know for sure. No sense getting all worked up if it's just a couple of dirt scratchers with a big budget and a pair of macro binoculars."
"No argument here," Leia said. "Any ideas?" Han thought for a moment, then took her hand.
"As a matter of fact, yeah."
He led her back toward the loading dock. She felt a sudden severing as she entered the Isla Mari's force void. But instead of thumbing the security pad next to the door, Han opened the safety gate at the end of the balcony. Still holding her hand, he led the way out onto the narrow catwalk that serviced the approach lights and guidance sensors arrayed around the edge of the entrance portal. As they passed in front of the mirror field, their reflections appeared beside them, their hair standing on end with static discharge, their images wavering and slightly blurred. Keeping one eye on their reflections and the other on his footing, Han led them to within a few meters of the catwalk's midpoint, then suddenly stopped and cursed under his breath. A faint shadow had suddenly begun to limn on one side of their reflections, and the image of the Krabbis' blinking red sign had grown a couple of shades paler.
"What do you think?" Han asked. "Look like we're standing in a photonic spray to you?"
"It's a definite possibility."
Leia pulled the lightsaber off her belt and pointed the blade emitter over their heads.
"But it always pays to be sure."
She thumbed the activation switch, and the blade sizzled to life, bright and blinding in the underplaza gloom. But instead of a blazing reflection, all the mirror field showed was a transparent crevice. Through it, she could see Basil Warv slowly lumbering up the float van's ramp, his beady eyes watching her and Han from beneath his deeply furrowed green brow. Deciding the last thing she needed to do at the moment was give the huge Ramoan a reason to panic, she quickly deactivated her lightsaber and turned to Han.
"Okay, I'm sure," she said. "Whoever they are, they know what's going on in there."
Han nodded.